escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Okay, we're going to take another trip back to Hallis Hall because our guy, Chris Emma.
Oh, they're creepy, they're noisy, and they're coming out early. Tonight we talk to a bug expert.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns. So, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. I got tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall. Pardon the cicadas and the noise out here.
Sesame seed. They only grow in certain microclimates.
Peter?
Cicadas. Will you please just tell us what the hell is going on?
Let's get to it. Here's Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles on the Bears running back mix.
The physicality that runs with the ball, contact balance, should help us big time. And then you get two different styles back there that you got to prepare for, which would be good.
All right, so wait, everyone just lay out. I just want to have the cicada sound for a few seconds.
Okay.
Perfect. We'll use that as our bear sounder when things go badly.
They live in your blood. It's a bug. Places crawling with these things. And they feed on your brain.
There's no bugs on your skin.
You have to dig it out.
I'll dig it out and show you.
They want you to know they're there.
Here's Roma Dunze on his new teammate.
Yeah, man. Jade's the best. I'm looking forward to what he's going to surprise us with today.
Really hard to know how much of this is real and how much is Tanny. I suppose the answer is probably just yes.
Thank you, Chris Emma.
Take care.
Thanks, Emma.
He's killed all the cicadas.
Just standing out, they come and buzz on you. And I will tell you guys, these are some of the most powerful urinators in nature. So I maybe it's all in my mind, but I think that's what's happening out of these cicadas here. See if he'll fly away. See, God. There he goes.
WGN's got some pretty powerful urinators around here also. Listen, we're no slouches when it comes to that.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you for a full boat today. 6 o'clock is when we are done. The show today, Alex is here. Young Peter is here observing. One of my kiddos from DePaul is here checking out how radio works. Just saw Chris Tannehill put together a monster open for the show. That man is Russ Dorsey, and the guns are out. Oh, a little pose for the people.
What's up?
We're so happy that you're here, man. Russ does an incredible job of covering MLB for Yahoo. He is also born and raised here, so he's got a lot of thoughts on a lot of things that are happening here, and he doesn't get the chance often to really get into it. So the last few weeks of him being on the Score has been a lot of fun.
It's been fun to do the thing that I grew up listening to for so many years, listening to you at 6 o'clock.
Love that
you
show.
And Joe O, you and Herbie, Ask Herb. Like, just and listening to B&B on the way home from school after baseball practice. You know, I'm a score head.
Well, we're glad that you're here. There's a lot for us to do today. We've got Craig Counsell. He's going to be on the show at 4 o'clock today. Kevin Fishbane is going to join us at 3. Kind of a weird day at Halas because people think that the roster finalized yesterday, and it didn't. It won't because there's still things that are happening. There's veterans that have been cut. They'll look to help positions. They might still need running backs depending on the health of...
Definitely do.
Yeah, of Roschon Johnson and Kyle Manungai. There's a lot for us to discuss. We're also going to give away some stuff today. We are going to... Oh, wow, we're doing a show at Sluggers? Ooh, I like that. Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards, who has like the best radio demeanor here, are going to be at Sluggers Friday doing our show from 2 until 6. So you can stop by and see Gabe and Judson talking Bears and Cubs. The reason why they're going to be here is because Speaks is already on vacation and your boy is going on vacation at 6 o'clock today. So the 5 o'clock hour should be real interesting on this here show. So we will set people up with opportunity to do that. We'll also give away Cubs tickets for their game against Tampa Bay. We'll give away tickets for Chris DeStefano at the Chicago Theater. And we will give away tickets for our show next Thursday. We will be here for that, along with Dave Wanstead and Olin Krutz at our Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio. And Troy Aikman is going to be on the show, according to Wani. That is brought to you by PNC Bank, your local Ford dealers, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, should we give them a sounder now for it, or we can wait? We'll wait. Okay, we'll wait, but keep listening because we want to give a lot of stuff away. All right, Russ. I haven't gotten your Caleb Williams quarterbacking thoughts.
Yeah.
What are they?
These are my thoughts on Caleb. I think this is year one for me. I don't look at it as year two because for the first time in his career, he has the offensive mind that's going to be his play caller, that's also his head coach. And this is what we wanted when they drafted Caleb, or you knew you were going to draft Caleb. Can you put him in lockstep with the guy that is going to be his play caller for the next 7 to 10 years? They did not do that. They kept the same head coach, got him a different play caller. That play caller then got fired. Then the head coach got fired. And then what we were talking about during transition, he's in there at times last year watching film by himself.
Because there wasn't a veteran quarterback in the room either. And now they've got one in Case Keenum.
So that's very important. So I look at this as, I think it was important for Caleb to go through last year to say, okay, this is what it shouldn't look like. And now you have Ben Johnson come in there and say, all right, kid, you're really talented, but you are not good enough. We're going to make you good enough, though. And I believe with my help and your skill, we can get this franchise where it needs to go. I appreciate what you guys were talking about earlier in that there are going to be some ups and downs in this first 6 to 8 weeks of the season plus.
I feel like if we get to Halloween and things are still bad,
yeah,
like sloppy, not bad, sloppy. Like it was sloppy a little bit in that last preseason game against Kansas City. It's been sloppy there at Halas Hall during training camp. If we get to a place where it's still sloppy, I would probably be more concerned than I am right now, but I'm with you. Like now there you have a coach that can help him work through some of this stuff, we hope, and it should be better once we get to the second half of the season. If it's better in the first half, if things click,
gravy.
If we get to the paring down of, hey, you know, this is a lot easier now that I don't have to be responsible each week for the entire playbook, I only have to be responsible for the game plan and the concepts of the game plan, and things, they click, fantastic. Now we're talking about something different inside of this Bears season. But he's going to be tested. And the way that the schedule shakes out, it's going to test him early on. You're going to go against a defense that loves to confuse young quarterbacks and old quarterbacks, by the way. You're going to go up against a team that knows Ben Johnson really well week two of the season. So there's a lot there where if things don't go right, it's not abandoned ship. It's not, oh my God, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. It's how football usually looks for young quarterbacks when they start their careers.
For as useless as last year felt, two things I saw from Caleb that make me feel good about where he is and the combination of him and Ben Johnson. I know he can play off script, right? I know, hey, if the play breaks down and he needs to find Roma Dunze over the middle, down the sideline, he can do that. I also know that there were times last year where, hey, it's 4th and 10, and if you don't pick it up, this game's over. And I saw him make a lot of big throws in those high-pressure moments. I also know that now that they shored up that offensive line in the interior, he'll at least have a little bit more time where the ball gets snapped and there's not a defensive tackle in his lap already. And he'll have that extra second or two to find the open receiver that hopefully Ben Johnson schemes open.
And I'm curious on whether or not Caleb can play in structure. What you said is spot on. I know that, and I've said it here on the show, he's a chaos agent. Like, things break down, Caleb does incredible stuff. I still need him to occasionally do that, yeah. But can he play inside of the structure of Ben Johnson's offense? Which brings us to the conversation that Ben Johnson had with our morning show today. He discussed what you've been wondering on how do you get a quarterback from being okay to being great? How does a quarterback become a top five quarterback? Here's what Ben Johnson told the morning show.
No, the standard has been set. The bar has been set high. He has said that he wants to be not just one of the best top five quarterbacks in this league, but he wants to have a legacy that lasts for a long time. And so we're coaching him that way. We're approaching it that way. That's not going to change. Is he going to be a finished product here year two? No, he's going to continue to get better year in and year out, and it's a process. And so we're very clear on that. You know, there is a little bit of grace here as we go through it. We know he's learning. He's going to take his bumps. But at the same time, as long as we're not making the same mistake twice, we're going to be right on track and we'll be just fine. So it's one of those things, coming to work every single day with a great attitude. His attitude's contagious to the people around him. So being positive, willing to learn, being coachable, those things go a long way for not just this season, but his long-term process.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that I'm so aligned with Ben Johnson on this from a thought standpoint, but I just feel like it would be unfair to expect after everything we know. It's whenever these discussions come up, and don't worry, in our next segment, we will have illustrations of it, but whenever these discussions come up about Caleb, I feel like everyone just yada, yada, yadas all the bad things that happened to Caleb last year. The idea of you have an offensive coordinator that you didn't believe in walking in the door, yep. And that's in Seth Wickersham's book. And then he proves out to not know what he's doing. And your teammates say it publicly, and your coach doesn't really do anything. And then organizationally down the road, we get to the point where they move on. And then you have another offensive coordinator, and then things go so badly that the head coach gets fired. You're doing all of this while you're in a room where you don't have anyone to really lean on because your backup quarterback is trying to keep his job and make his way in the NFL. There's no veteran for you to look around and be like, hey, is this bleep normal?
Yeah.
You know, like there isn't that for you. And you end up having to try and do this all by yourself while you're also out there like, I got it. No, I totally got it. Because you want to look like you're
and inside. You got, I don't got it.
I don't got it. We don't got it. Nobody
and
got
we
it.
See, he don't got it.
He ain't yeah. got it. So let's talk about some of this stuff when it comes to the outsider's perspective on Caleb Williams. There are two particular points of view from two people that I not only trust, but like, that I was shocked by. Russ and I need to share these with you and then talk about it. Don't go anywhere. Russ Dorsey is in for Spiegs. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show here on the school.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. or over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Four.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
I gotta be careful with Caleb Williams. I don't want to say he's fragile at the moment, but the guy's had a lot going on. Well, I mean, I'm gonna be real with you guys. I know Ben Johnson was one of the most highly acclaimed offensive coordinators of the last 15 years. I mean, listen, he's doing these radio interviews, he's going to the podium, and I don't see a lot of positivity.
Ugh. Spent 2 years arguing with Jason McIntyre over at Stadium.
Yikes.
I'm not surprised he hasn't evolved his thinking, but it's whatever. He's not the problem, you know, because he's an opinionista, like, from way back. And that's okay. Like, that's part of the ecosystem.
We're going to talk about that later.
I know we are, and I'm looking forward to that conversation. I walked in here on Monday, and Tanny goes, hey, you know your guy was talking about Caleb Williams. And I was like, which one of, right, my guys?
You have a lot.
What was it? And he was like, Sam Acho. I was like, oh, Sam, that's my man.
Yeah.
Sam and I used to do a show together. It was great. I met his dad, Dr. Acho, and all this stuff. Like, Sam wouldn't break bad on Caleb, would he? And Tanny was like, yeah, listen to this.
Yeah, Caleb Williams was very sloppy last night from the first play, really, to as long as he was in there. The first play was a fumble. He fumbled the snap on somewhat of a jet sweep motion. And then after that, you saw a couple sacks that were unnecessary, even a couple misses. That's not what you want to see in your last preseason opportunity to show what you can do. And another thing's a little thing, but a big thing, even just some of the uniform stuff. Look at the socks that are halfway down. He did the same thing last week. You saw DeAndre Swift do the same thing as well. It's not a huge deal, but when you're looking at a franchise quarterback, a leader of the team, you want to be in full uniform. You want to be a guy that other teammates can look to. And it's something that you can point to when you do have penalties and you're sloppy. You're saying, man, this guy doesn't even focus on the little things. So those are two things, the sloppiness from his play and trying to focus on the little things.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Nope.
I have no problem with what Sam said about the gameplay stuff.
Right.
I think he's on that part. I don't think the socks being down is a real issue for me, but I could be wrong on that. Remember, Ben Johnson has talked to Caleb about body language, and he's talked with DJ Moore about body language. I don't see this as a big deal. You?
I remember a time in this city where body language was a big deal. When Jay was on the sidelines.
He's
going to
be sidelined for about 4 days.
Yeah, I heard. Poor Jay. But, you know, you can't do what he did. But, yeah, I'm not as big of a body language guy as other people because you never know what somebody is thinking on the side. They just caught my face like this. And so I'm not going to kill Caleb for that, but I do think there are times you are the quarterback of the football team, right? People are going to look at you and make big deals out of things that probably aren't. And you got to be okay with that. And if that means you have to change how you walk off the field or you're sitting on the bench or you're talking to your teammates or listening to somebody, then that's what you got to do. But I think Caleb has – there's a thing with Caleb, and it's similar to – and I don't like saying this name because it brings a whole lot. Similar to Shedeur Sanders, I think Caleb's name moves the needle. And so because of that, people like to throw Caleb in conversations – to get their engagement and takes off.
I think you're right. I mean, look, to be honest, we know that that's something that the Score listener wants to hear, so we do give a lot of coverage. I think that this station, and I don't mean to speak for the station, but I feel like being here almost 30 years, I can. I think for the most part, everyone here takes care to try and not just be flamethrowers and just do the takeism thing when it comes to the teams that we cover on a daily basis. I agree with you. I think that both his name and the Chicago market, when it comes to national stuff, like the concept of the Bears as a big name heritage franchise in the NFL, it plays a role in that discussion. So I'm not surprised that it would come up. I am a huge Ryan Clark fan. I love that guy. I was just listening to the Pivots interview with Mike Tomlin from this season, which was amazing. So I was a little surprised when I ran across this from Ryan Clark today about Caleb Williams.
If Caleb Williams doesn't play well, he's going to get the Anthony Richardson treatment.
Really?
Next year, they're going to bring someone in to compete with Caleb Williams for the starting job. For Caleb, it's going to be a situation where if he doesn't play well, if Ben Johnson doesn't feel comfortable with his progression, they're going to bring in the veteran. They're going to bring in someone who can play under center, who can run play action pass, who can execute the run game to the pass game and make things look similar the way we saw Jared Goff next year. And if he doesn't win that competition, it's going to be Caleb Williams having to go somewhere else to ply his trade, which I believe he could be successful doing because he's competitive, he's extremely intelligent, and he's also very talented.
That's a bad one. And when I understand when you talk on TV as often as RC does, every take not going to be a good one. That's horrific, though, because we're talking about a guy in Anthony Richardson who was drafted in the top five of the draft. And when he was at Florida, Lawrence, you know what his completion percentage was?
I'm going to guess it was probably close to about 55, 56.
It was 54.7%. And then when he got to the NFL, you know what didn't change? That completion percentage.
Oh.
You know what he threw for last year in 11 games? 47.7%.
That's not good.
I think it's completely unfair to compare Anthony Richardson, who was drafted as a project and a traits guy, to a guy that won a Heisman.
Played a lot more games than Anthony Richardson did.
Number one overall pick in the draft. And in his first season in the NFL, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, completed 62.5% of his passes. And that's along with being sacked 68 times.
And with an incompetent coaching staff.
It is a horrible comp.
That's why I look at what's going on with Caleb, and I have probably more optimism about him now than I did last year. And I know that Ben doesn't care about what happened last year, but he was sitting in the eye of a hurricane last year, and he still gave you 3-1 touchdown interceptions. He still was a top five season for Bears quarterback when it comes to yardage. I think that there are a lot of people who are just waiting. I don't think RC is one of them. I think there are a lot of people that are waiting for a failure on him. And they want to go in as soon as they see any sort of weakness. If they see like, well, we gave you everything now. There's so much unlearning of bad habits that he has to do. And you're working for a coach that's really demanding in those spaces.
There's just a lot of Caleb dislike out there, but there's a lot of Caleb stupid out there when it comes to people didn't really dive into what Caleb was actually able to do with a really, really bad coaching staff. And obviously there's room for growth. That's why you get Ben Johnson to be the quarterback to be the head coach of this team and to be the play caller. If I'm going to ask you real quick before we go to break. If they finish 12th, in total offense, I feel like that would be a success, no?
Yeah, it would be a success. I actually have that number. Like, I'd be fine if it's 15th. Okay. Especially if how it happens. Like, if this is ascending towards the last 2 months of the season, that everyone feels confident that things are moving in the right direction. The statistical stuff doesn't matter to me that much, but what it looks like and how it happens matters to me quite a bit. Let's talk with Kevin Fishbane about this. He covers the Bears every day. We'll get his thoughts on the growth and the miseducation of Caleb Williams next here on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.